This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
So let's talk locally about a couple of things, and then we'll move to other topics. You know how to determine, or do you know how an elected official recognizes that they're totally irrelevant? They have no relevance at all in politics, no relevance at all in helping determine the outcome of an election, and are basically persona non grata and no one wants them around? When an elected official is in Barcelona during a presidential election, that's how you know that your elected leader is of little or no value. Has less than half of the remainder of their term, and they've not been able to really push through any significant policies that's going to impact the future of this city in a very positive way. And we're off and running at some summit in Barcelona, and we all know that this individual, the mayor that is, LaToya Cantrell, if you hadn't figured this out yet, is not going to be able to bring back much of anything that is going to make a significant difference to the manner in which we conduct our business. In fact, it's going to be a whole gobbledygook word salad of a pig in a poke that we're going to be talking about that, one, we don't have the money to finance. Two, we don't have the political will to do so. And three, we're just acting as a chameleon trying to be all things to all people. And four, it's really probably more about this individual's afterlife, but it's okay, it's on your tab, right? The city of largesse, the city that has this run, this endless amount of money. In fact, a city which this individual seems to think is the federal government, we can just turn on the printing machines and just go print money and everything's going to be okay. A city that is heavily reliant upon federal grant dollars in order to figure out what it's doing in the balance. Because without all those federal grant dollars, a lot of what we do won't happen. A lot of the infrastructure that we're financing won't happen. So it doesn't have, we are devoid of really sitting down and having significant policy considerations, debate, and otherwise as to the priorities set in this city, because we're spoiled. So we'll go off to Barcelona, we'll rub shoulders with a whole bunch of other progressives out there and act like we're important and bring back nothing. And we're going to all be better for it. That's our story. And it's a shame that we have to even talk about this. And it's a shame that there's nothing that anybody can do because of the construct of governance in the city of New Orleans, that we can have a mayor that just openly and aggressively waste city taxpayer dollars. I mean, she can't, with a straight face, tell anybody she's going to come back and implement, institute any of these policies in a meaningful way that's going to make a difference here in the city of New Orleans. Not at all. I mean, she may be able to go BS some progressive think tank, you know, where failed Democratic leaders and others end up getting babysat by some other liberal and progressive thinkers. That's possible. That's the highest likelihood, quite frankly. We've seen so many in the past go down that same path, right? And, you know, so here we go again. No priorities. We're spending money. We're trying to be all things to all people. We talked yesterday about what we were trying to. We're in the EV world now. We're setting EV mandates in the city of New Orleans. We can't fit a pothole. We can't get legitimate power sources to the infrastructure necessary to make sure that we can run our pumps, run our water system, and everything else. We're behind the eight ball. We're scrambling to get $17 million or $27 million or whatever the number is. It's of no consequence, because we do know that if that dollar is spent, it will benefit every homeowner and every business owner in the city of New Orleans, no exceptions. But for some reason, we had to scramble and get money from this source, that source, that source, this other source, and everything else. And we're talking about taking a percentage of the budget and putting it towards affordable housing, which it's not going to make a hill of beans difference. You're going to vote on that today, by the way. You should think about this. Because if they fail to implement anything of any consequence, you know how hard it is to reconcile putting that in the city charter? Damn hard. Got to go have another election. Just let them do it by ordinance. But they want to be able to set this aside because they don't want to have to prove themselves over and over and over again from a programmatic standpoint that actually what they're doing is leading to meaningful outcomes. If you're an effective leader and you have a plan that is strategically intact and makes sense, you shouldn't fear these things. But we fear these things because we want the easy way out. We want to be able to try exotic strategies to see whether or not we can get them to stick. We want to move with where voters are going. We want to lick our fingers, stick it up in the air, and see where does the wind blow. And then we want to go in that direction. And we may shift and go back and forth, but it's okay. It's your money. It's your tax dollars. And meanwhile, we can't get drains clean. And meanwhile, we can't fix potholes. We can't deal with tire dumps. We can't deal with garbage once a week. Every other surrounding parish has twice a week. We can't provide the services that right across a canal people have that the city of New Orleans doesn't have. But it's okay, because we're going to be the chameleon. We're going to be all things to all people. We're going to waste your money. We're going to engage in strategies that make no sense. And we're going to worry about having 40% of the vehicles registered in the city of New Orleans be EV, I think, by 2035. And for every minute of energy that we waste on that initiative is energy taken away from all of the other things that I've talked about over and over and over again, ad nauseum, including the majority of the items on the list that I talked about, which stimulated folks to generate a recall election of LaToya Cantrell. That's how far back this goes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
And we're not any better today. In fact, the council, to its credit, understanding the limitation that they have from a power standpoint and a governance standpoint, have had to do workarounds. So now we've become the city of workarounds. Beautiful. Kind of like the beggar budget mentality that we've had. Because we hadn't sat down, really, some have, and members of the council, to try and figure out what can we afford and what can't we afford? Forgetting about what we can beg for from the state and the federal government. So why don't we construct a budget that lives within those means and set the priorities there? And you know what's going to happen? A lot of these other things are going to fall on the wayside because we're going to finally come to the realization we don't have the money. We don't have the money. And if we think for a moment that that $35 trillion federal debt is not going to come back to haunt state and local government, when the federal government is compelled to start tightening their belt, the monetary policy is going to change, because as they battle to fight inflation each and every year, more and more people are going to come to the realization that their construct is not appropriate. It is not going to lead any of us to the promised land. And then we're going to have even greater problems, because the first people they're going to cut off are going to be state and locals. And if we hadn't gone through this exercise of living within our means, not taking into consideration of the lottery ticket of the federal and state government, we're going to be in a bad way. In fact, don't think for a moment that this whole tax re-engineered construct that's going on, that the legislature is going to go into special session on Wednesday. And I'm not saying this in opposition to this. It has to be done because the state finds itself in some of the same positions. Legacy cost of pension systems, all kinds of unfunded accrued liabilities, state mandates that aren't appropriately funded, pushed down to local government. Whether or not this is going to be revenue neutral or there's going to be a heavier burden on local government is yet to be determined, depending on the compromises that have to be made in order to get this bill through this special session. We should be ahead of this, not responding to it. We should be ahead of it. And if this is not a bellwether event to recognize that the federal government's going to be going through this same exercise, because no matter who you voted for today or going to vote for today, they've all made promises that are going to increase that federal debt level in a significant way over the next 4 to 10 years. And where it's going to get cut first is the money that's coming down from the federal government to the state government or to cities and counties and parishes across this country. Those areas that are engaged in this thought process are going to be ahead of the game, and they will continue to be successful because they will recognize what they can spend on and what they can't. And what they recognize first is they can't be a chameleon. They will not be all things to all people. I remember one consultant said, the most powerful word of effective leadership and governance is not yes. It's knowing when to say no. In the moment that you lose the ability to say no, your organization will always be less than. Because people are creatures of aspiration. Aspirations cost money. And if you say yes to every single aspiration that every elected individual that comes into local government has and wants to try because they all want their fingerprint on something, and you don't go through this process as to what you're able to afford and not afford, and you're just saying yes, 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 you're less than. You got to be strategic. Sometimes the most strategic word is no. Knowing when to say no as well. Then you make people unhappy when you do that. But that's part of an effective leader's job. So it's going to be interesting to see whether or not we're going to do that. Others are already doing it. Other parishes are already doing it. They're thinking about how they're going to finance the improvements to their infrastructures on the current revenue sources that they have today, not based on whether or not they're going to get federal grants. And they chart that out, and they have to stay true to the numbers. Because, you know, it's interesting, and you've heard me say this before, math has no emotion. None. It is brutal. You can try every which way but loose to manipulate the math. It doesn't work. It is what it is. And it will always come back to haunt you if you shade away. And there's no better example than the legacy costs of pension funds, unfunded accrued liabilities. They're compelled to have actuaries do these calculations each and every year. And elected governance in this state continue to underfund. They don't even put up the money that they say they have to put up annually to keep current. They provide less than, as though there's going to be some magic fairy that's going to come down and drop a pot of gold on that fund. And where do we find ourselves? With a whole bunch of pension funds, only 50% actuarially funded, some even less than that. The New Orleans Firefighters Fund, for one, big problem for the city. Can't figure out how to finance it. Same with the other pensions in the city. Why? Because they didn't make the contributions that they needed to. We keep thinking that somebody's going to drop a pot of gold on us and all of this is going to turn around. And the fact of the matter is, the problem's growing each and every year. But yet, we will find money for every little special interest group out there and every little special project out there as though those are high priority items. They are to the local elected officials that want to get reelected, but they're not to the city as a whole. So this election is really more about who gets elected. The mindset is going to change. And it doesn't matter if we end up with a Democrat-controlled House and a Republican-controlled Senate and a Democrat in the executive branch, or flip it, a Republican there, and the Democrats control this and control that. We are going to get to that place. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. So if for no other reason, in the city of New Orleans, there are issues that you need to vote on, that's going to very much be determinative of where this city is in the coming years, same in Jefferson Parish, same in other parishes, not to mention that we have congressional members to vote on as well. So think about those issues and think about the importance of where you want to be today at some point in time for a brief period of time, and maybe set aside the few minutes to get out and vote. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.